So, good morning. Thank you all for being here. My research falls into a general subject of finding the relationship between the soil structure and the physical properties. Today, I will present my work I did about relating soil pore geometry with the water content dynamics. Here is a map of our study site. Each of five profiles on a transect in a forested site in Brazil were instrumented with 2 to 4 water content sensors. Soil water content was measured at a 20-minute interval during a 4-month period. So wavelength analysis was used to decompose the soil water content signal into 45 wavelength components, each characterizing a given frequency. The figure here shows the wavelength power spectral, which shows the time and frequency distribution of the signal come from profile T1 and 10 centimeter. On our installation of soil water sensors, soil from each profile was sampled, including an undisturbed soil block, which was used to generate the binary image like this one. The pores inside the image was classified based on their shape and size. The rounded and irregular pores are found have a correlation with the water retention, and elongated pores are related with saturated hydronic conductivity. So our hypothesis is larger and elongated pores should drive the responses of water content at higher frequencies, and the smaller and rounded pores will drive the responses at lower frequency. In this work, scale equal to 52 was used to separate the high frequency range and low frequency range, and which smaller scale is the high frequency, and larger scale are the low frequencies. To test the hypothesis, the median peak height of wavelength component was correlated with the pore geometry. So here is a plot of wavelength component. The height of those peaks was calculated, and the median value of the height peak was selected to characterize the response of wavelength component at a specific frequency. In this case, it's scale equal to 52 hours. So here is some preliminary results. From the image analysis, horizon A and E are not well structured and dominated by irregular larger pores. And the table here shows the elongated large pores and the irregular large pores are highly significantly correlated with the high frequency wavelength component. So this is in accordance with our hypothesis. If you're interested in this work, please come to my poster. Thank you so much.
Any questions? Yes?
So you mentioned, if I understood correctly, that the soil water content is a 20-minute interval for a very long period. Did you also compare your wavelength spectra with natural occurring rainfall and
I didn't do that because I think the soil moisture itself should consider all the environmental factors. So the response of soil water content should already include the information from the rainfall and the PET.
Yes.
So that means that horizontal A and B, you have a matrix flow, and then B, you have a preferential flow from the image on the last slide?
Not really, because the BT horizon is at the bottom and it has more variability of pores because it has more clay. And the horizon A and E is mainly sandy soil.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.